Welcome to the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ray Brewer, Case Kiefer, Ryan Green, UNLV coming up a little short. 74-72 Mountain West Conference semifinals. Pretty darn good day of basketball, boys. Would you agree?
Yeah, just as good as last year's semis. It totally lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I mean, a last second shot, last few seconds, and 52 points in the first game. I mean, I don't know how much more you can ask for than those two occurrences.
I know this isn't the Big 12. I know you guys are from Big 12 country, but the league, I think, has been freaking great this year.
What, did you see the Big 12 semifinals this year?
They
were garbage.
They were terrible.
You can shoot them. But 18,000 people there, great environment for basketball.
It was actually hot in the MAC.
Oh, in fact, I was sweating. And I know
first time it's ever been hot in there.
Yeah, I'm a little bigger than you two guys, so I tend to sweat
a lot bigger.
More easy. But nonetheless, let's break down the UNLV game. They're down by 10 in the first half, Ryan, and I'm thinking, are they going to lose by 20 to San Diego State? And give them credit for rallying it up.
Well, that 7-0 run by San Diego State that was kind of aided by the intentional foul call against Justin Hawkins looked pretty bad. But, you knew that, such a weird first half because the reason UNLV was out of it at that point was because of a lack of defense, which is very rarely the case for them. And I had a feeling that if they ratcheted up the defense a little bit in the second half, it'd be a game. And they did. But, boy, Kruger said after the game, when talking about that last play, he finished up by saying it's a game of inches. And boy, if there was ever a game of inches, this is the one. Because you look at the box score from this game, I mean, it was identical almost all the way across the board. Both teams shoot right at about 45, 46%. Both teams hit five threes. Both teams were great from the free throw line. 32 to 31 on the boards. 14 assists, 12 assists, 12 turnovers, 14 turnovers. Both teams had 8 steals. I mean, it was 16 fouls on each side.
If it wasn't for
it was ridiculous.
If it wasn't for San Diego State's home court advantage, who knows what would happen?
Wow, coming from the only UNLV alum in the room.
Homer is so.
Did you think the UNLV crowd was that bad? I think it took them a little while to get into it. That was the way I looked at it.
That song that the students sing from San Diego State, the "We Will Be Victorious."
Yeah,
is that not getting your head, guys?
Oh yeah, Muse is.
Can we get
yeah.
that? We're gonna get that, folks, for our UNLV radio show 91.5 Mondays at 5:30. Us three, we basically do the same thing on the student station. It's good times, but. Case, UNLV definitely in the tournament. What do they need to do, do you think, in the week before they start playing to kind of get ready to get in there? Because to me, they're 100 times better than I thought they were. I mean, there was a point in this season where I was like, they've got no leader, they can't hit a shot, they're just up and down. Now I think they're better.
Yeah, I honestly don't think they need to do much. I think that they look really good right now. They need to not get complacent. They need to have a good week of practices. But look, I think when I look at this team, I think they're going to win their first round game, and I don't think they have much of a chance to win their second round game. So I don't know how much you do in the week in between to prepare for that. One thing I'm probably going to repeat on our radio show is after this tournament, I'm going to make – it's not that bold, but I think that all three Mountain West teams are winning in the first round. I think we're going to have 3-0 after Thursday and Friday. I think UNLV, BYU, San Diego State will all win their first game.
I think that's pretty fair.
What about Colorado State getting to the finals of the NIT? Because you know they're going to care, and that's half the battle in the NIT.
I don't know. They've run out of steam, I think, a little bit. Right. But the the thing about UNLV is that if you look at their first two tournament trips under Lon Kruger – you give Lon Kruger a week to prepare for anyone, and he's going to have a game plan, and a very good one. And he had two experienced teams the first two times he took the team to the tournament. They whipped Georgia Tech pretty good. Well, it was close, but, they had the upper hand that whole game, and they beat the crap out of Kent State the next year. Last year, they were the better team talent-wise than Northern Iowa, but they were very young and tournament inexperienced. This is a basically the same team that's back from last year. So I'm expecting UNLV to win a game in the tournament this year. I'm not going to go as far to say two just yet. Got to see the matchup first. But I think they definitely get a game.
And I think a victory in the tournament is huge because after they went to the back-to-back Final Fours in 90 and 91, They didn't get back to the tournament until 98, and they got destroyed by Princeton. Went back a few years later, got destroyed by Tulsa, and it was like every year, guys, they're on the bubble. Are they going to be in the NIT? Could they squeeze in the tournament? Where's all this gone? This great program. Now, you know, four out of the last 5 years they're in the tournament. They're going for another victory. And for as bad as they've appeared at times this year, I think it's been a successful season. I know they started off like gangbusters. They were ranked 19th in the polls, Ryan. But, you know, they came back down to earth. Getting into the tournament, quite an accomplishment. Winning a game, even bigger accomplishment. And when you think about some of your core players are still underclassmen,
mm-hmm.
definitely the ship's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's going to be some people that don't want to admit it. But, you know, hey, if you win a game in the tournament, it means that you finish the season as one of the 32 final teams in college basketball. So that's a nice accomplishment. But, you know, I don't think losing tonight is really a crippler for UNLV. They could have helped their seeding a little bit. I think they could have probably insured themselves about a 6 or a 7 for sure by winning tonight against San Diego State. But, you know, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that they're going to have a week to rest. You know, they don't have to play a third game in 3 days, which last year they looked dead in that third game in 3 days. I don't know. It's just but I don't know. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I know they wanted to win that one. They expended a lot of emotional energy. So yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how they get over this one mentally.
Well, we'll find out on Sunday, obviously, where everybody's going. But tomorrow, still one game left in the tournament, BYU-San Diego State. And, Case, you covered the BYU game. Our boy Jimmer Fredette, I know that some people love him, some people hate him, some people are indifferent. Got to give the guy props. 52 points tonight, was absolutely on fire. We could all say we were witnesses. He reminds me of LeBron with the Cavs last year. He's kind of like a one-man show. Pretty darn impressive. He's won me over.
I mean, 33 points in the first half. The first half was just extremely ridiculous.
That was
the
unreal.
Guy was making everything. I think he had 7 for 14 from 3 tonight. I mean, one of the best performances I've ever seen, and I don't think that's an overstatement.
He outscored Wisconsin single-handedly in the first half today, right?
I mean, that game had 69 points, and he had 52. And look, I think a lot of people were maybe looking back to last year when he set the scoring record in the conference tournament with 45 points. Well, in that game, he made 23 free throws. Tonight, the kid made one free throw. He comes out
and
with
52
points.
It was the one that gave him 50
points. Yeah, one for one free throws. That's just insane. I mean, you got to be impressed with this performance, but... That being said, how do you repeat that again tomorrow after you just go out with 52? And he's going to need to do, you know, not that level, but he's going to have to do something similar, I think, in the San Diego State game. And you got to wonder what he has left, you know, the next night.
Yeah, and Ryan, watching both these teams tonight, we were all courtside or fairly close to the court. And to me, San Diego State looks just 100 times better than BYU. BYU, you said they've had 5 bench points the whole tournament?
In 2 games.
In 2 games. How did they beat San Diego State twice? Did I miss something?
Well, they had other guys step up. I mean, they had in those games, you had the likes of Jackson Emery hitting threes. You had Charles Abuo coming up huge. You had Brandon Davies in one of those games. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can go right, that need to go right, I think, for BYU to win a third game in 3 days. And you know, Jimmer looked pretty gassed towards the end of that game, and he played a lot. He played pretty much every minute of it. And you're going up against San Diego State team on Saturday that, you know, look, Malcolm Thomas didn't play a ton of the second half today. Kawhi Leonard didn't play a ton of the second half today. Chase Tapley hardly played in the second half today. So I think San Diego State's not just deeper right now, but they're going to be fresher, and they're going to attack the interior of BYU's defense at every chance they get.
Yeah. To answer your question, how'd they win those 2 games? Well, they were the better team, I'm telling you. I think then they were the better team. I think that's changed now. I think San Diego State's playing better. And look, in BYU's case, we keep talking about how they're not so deep. It does make a difference that Brandon Davies isn't there. And I'm trying to redeem myself tonight because I think I misrepresented Brandon Davies as Jackson Emery last night and said Jackson Emery was out. That's not what I meant. It was late like it is now, and I made a mistake, so sorry. But I think BYU is better then. I think San Diego State's going to be better tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys missed it, but actually during a timeout today, Jimmer went and sold some popcorn up at the Snack Shack. I mean, the guy was all over. I know that he's great. Is that not a good joke?
No, that was awful.
I didn't deliver that well.
I just think the no, vocals.
It was so bad. I couldn't help
it. I was listening, waiting for something like real with the way you said it. You didn't do it with the normal like Ray Brewer up and down voice. No, you did it more just like straight.
It's 2 a.m. Come okay, on, there give you me go. A break.
Also, wait out us.
My point is that you need more than basketball. You're a Heat fan, right? Why are they losing? Because they don't have five guys. Jimmer cannot carry him all the way.
Well, also because LeBron sucks.
Yes, I agree. So. Agreed. But it's going to take more than that. Before we go, listen, are San Diego State and BYU guaranteed to be 3 seeds at least? Would you think, regardless of what happens tomorrow?
I think 3 at the worst. I think the winner tomorrow is probably getting a 2.
Yeah, 3 or 2 for sure.
Either way, you can't help but think that BYU is or San Diego State's going to get the program's first NCAA tournament win this year.
Yeah, and they're good. I mean, Malcolm Thomas is
awesome.
A guy, it's like he's got the wingspan that spans from.
All right, before I'm gonna stop you before you drop another
no,
bad
should
joke.
I go popcorn?
Yeah. No, just stop. Just stop.
Should I wrap it up? Should we wrap it up?
Prediction.
San Diego State. I feel confident in it.
All right, we know Kiefer wearing his Cougar blue over there. He's taking BYU.
I wish now that you guys are both taking San Diego State, but I've said it. After watching these two teams tonight, I'm taking San Diego State. I'll say only by, 2 or 3, so I'm going to be a little bit different than you two.
San Diego State by 10.
I agree with you. Bowen picked BYU, incidentally.
Shocker.
Yes. Well, folks, thanks for listening. Stay tuned to our website, LasVegasSun.com.
And we'll be back Selection Sunday.
Yes, we will.